Hey guys, this is The Sag Witch coming back for another episode from Who Do You Love? This episode will be about prosperity and money rituals. So if you're interested, do not fret. Come back after these sponsor messages. See you soon. So today we're going to talk about money rituals, prosperity, and wealth and fruition. How to try to do a couple of things, hoodoo style, on how to bring more prosperity and more money to you in your pockets or your household, your business, etc. Now, it depends on the person if they can easily manifest money or not. It takes work and dedication, and you gotta have a strong connection with that energy, money energy. So I'm gonna show you, or try to attempt to show you, or educate you on some things that I do to bring money within my household, within my pockets individually and in my business. So it really depends on what are you using your manifestations for. Like, you cannot continue to manifest money all the time. You have to take time out, figure out the right day, the right way the moon is moving, and the right time as far as time to actually do your manifestations or do your ritual work. With that being said, most ritual work for prosperity and money comes on a Thursday. Thursday is the day of Jupiter. It's the day of fertility and money and, like, abundance, I should say. That's the word I'm trying to say. Abundance. So usually when I do my work, you can try to do manifestation and money work on any day of the week, but on this particular day, it is more, the portals are more open, they're open, and it is more intense, like the energy is more intense for that particular segment of your ritual schedule. So also, you can do money rituals on the new moon and the waxing moon. So the new moon is dark. You know, it's new beginnings, it's new things, it's new startups, it's new paths, it's new habits, everything. That's when you start anew, basically. And the waxing is when the wax on, so to speak, is when the moon gets brighter and brighter and brighter for the full moon. It starts to illuminate during the full moon. So you want to harness that new energy on, so when it comes to the end of the cycle, which is the full moon, it's a completion of something. So that's how I usually work my money rituals. And it's not, you all who are in the spiritual path, you can do your rituals how you pretty much want to do them. It's all about intention, and this is the reason why I do a lot of hoodoo work. You know, of course, some hoodoo work cross over to other religions and spirituality work. Like, some of my hoodoo work wash in with Ifa, some of my hoodoo work wash in with voodoo or New Orleans voodoo, and etc. So with that being said, I do a lot of different things to, you know, to tailor my beliefs and how I feel in my intentions. So that's how I do my money rituals. That's how I do pretty much all my rituals. It's all about my intent and what I feel is right. Yes, I do. I read a lot of books. Yes, I try a lot of things. And when you're doing any type of ritual, you have to give it time. Set a time for when you're wanting this ritual to be completed before you start a new ritual or start a new job, start a new path on getting money. So without further ado, we're going to get into some of the things that I do as far as manifesting money into my reality. So after these messages come back, we're going to go a little bit deeper into that. So, intention. Intention is a big step of getting or manifesting money. Intention. The intent is there. Next, you have to manifest the money. Now, you can manifest money, cars, clothes, homes, anything materialistic here in this plane, you can manifest it. Now, a lot of people do a lot of techniques on manifestations. I do it certain ways. I do a couple of techniques, not at the same time, sometimes at the same time. It's all about my intention and how I feel, what kind of energy I need to put in this work. Now, for me, I think about, you know, I don't think about how I'm going to get the money. I think about the money when it comes to me. I don't think about how I'm going to get the money, because to me, that's a block. Like, you're thinking about how, so you're not for sure within yourself that you're going to get this money. You got to have a lot of confidence when you're manifesting. You have to be for sure that you, this money is yours and it's in front of you. It ain't that you don't have it. It's that it's right there in front of you when you get it. You know, it's just, it's not that you don't have it. You have it. You just got to get to it, so to speak. So what I do when I'm thinking about doing a ritual or some any type of ritual or work, I think about it. Like, okay, I think about the steps, what I need to, and gather my materials on how I'm going to make this work. I think about the steps. I think about the time, what the moon is setting at in the day. Once I get that all organized, and then I think about the herbs, what I'm going to use, if I'm going to work a jar. And we'll get into jars in the next episode. If I'm going to make a jar, if I'm going to light candles, if I'm going to do reading scriptures from the Bible, invoking my own petitions, writing out of my own petitions, how I'm going to write my petitions, because there's different ways that you can write your petitions to get what you want. And we will get in petitions further down the line and things of that. Like, I write up a plan on how I'm going to execute and be successful in my plan. Now, this might not work for everybody. It's all about intention. Some people can manifest money without an altar, without working, without doing that. They can just think about it. It comes to them. Pure as gold. That's elite. No, I ain't there yet. However, I'm working on getting there. So when you're doing rituals, it's all about a habit. It's got to be habitual to be a ritual. That rhymes. Hey now. However, I write all those down. You know, the herbs I'm going to use, what I'm going to say, and then I pick the day. So I do this. I plan this situation, like, you know, before. So, and I set all my things out, what I'm going to do. Now, before I do any type of invocation or any type of ritual work, I ask my ancestors and the deities that I work with, you know, and tell them what I need as well. You know, like, I need this. I need your aid, your assistance, if you will. However you talk to them, you know, I feed them offerings so they can work with me, so they can bring my manifestations quicker towards me. I write out, you know, what I need to do. If I'm using candles, I will write a sigil on my candle. I will use anointing oils for my candles. I make my own money oil, so it works. And I pray over my candle. I pray over my jar if I have one. I pray over my petition. I sit there for a little while with my ancestors and my deities that I work with, and I meditate. I meditate because I have to clear the ways, you know, whatever is ailing me, whatever is kind of blockages that it might come up, I need to beat those down so it can be running like a river, you know, it can be fluid. So this takes a lot of preparation, a lot of dedication. You have to be dedicated. This is the reason why some of us do not do a lot of work or be intimidated on doing work, because you gotta dedicate it. And most of us get into our own way when we're doing ritual work. You second guess yourself as you're doing it. It won't be as successful if you second guessing yourself, not trusting yourself and trusting your power and believing in yourself. It's gonna stop any type of ritual that you have, because the spirits know, you know what I'm saying? Energy is a dry snitch. It's gonna let you know, oh, she's not ready for it. I know what she says she want, but she's not ready for it. You gotta walk and live into your power when you're doing these rituals. So I get my herbs. Now, some of the herbs that I use that is around your house, I use cinnamon, and that is for real. Cinnamon, you can use cinnamon to attract things. Bay leaves are used for prosperity work. You can write prosperity with whatever you want, your wishes, basically, on the bay leaves, and burn them. And when you burn them, the aroma fills the room. Inhale it. You know, think about how successful you're going to get, how successful, what the things that you're going to do when you get this money, or you get this wealth, or you get abundance of something that you really want. You have to visualize yourself actually in the presence of getting it. You know, like, okay, I have this money. This is what I said to, I have this money. I'm gonna pay this. I'm gonna pay that. I'm gonna take a trip. I visualize myself going to the ATM, withdrawing, going to the store with a pocket full of money, or my credit card debt is paid off, to swipe it. I think about it. Like, you have to be low-key, have an imagination, high-key, have an imagination. That's going to wheel your manifestations there. When you imagine you being there in the present and walking into your light every day in the present, it's going to bring your manifestations and your true desires to you. And I burn cinnamon sometimes, and I will do tobacco. Like, tobacco, spirits love tobacco, so I blow tobacco smoke over my deities, and when I'm telling them my wishes and things before I work my prosperity jar. I have a whole altar for prosperity. You lay money on it, feed it, you have lighter stones, you get bay leaves, basil. I like to use thyme too, because thyme is, in this physical realm, thyme is money. So let's get into it. You know what I mean? Like, things in your mind that you can use to do around the house. Like, now I'm not trying to get you to go out and start getting all these, going to the Botanica, going to the metaphysics store and buying all these things. However, I do have other herbs that I use to aid me, but those are just common herbs that you can use to aid you. Five-finger grass is really good for aiding you. Magnetic sand, so you can put it in the mix that you use to the herbs that you use to rub down on your candles. A hematite stone you can rub on your candles. Pyrite is good for you to hold while you're doing your work. And of course, green. Like, you can put money within on, when you create your money oil, you can buy it from me. You rub the money oil on your, you rub rub the money on your money, on your coins and things like that. Keep a dollar in your purse, your pocket, your wallet. You know, that could be a mini altar inside of your wallet. Get some coconut milk, dip a mint leaf in there, and, you know, pray over that. That's an altar. That's going to keep your money fluid. It's going to keep your money in your pocket. So this is what we're trying to do. So down to a simple ritual that I can leave with you guys so you can be able to try to gain prosperity. First and foremost, if you're practicing a spiritual path that, you know, rituals have a certain kind of day, it's just, it's better that way for me. Because this gives you soul, it gives you organization. You, if you start studying, you know, spirituality or witchcraft, if you will, it's such a negative connotation. That's why I try to take it out of my name and stuff like that. Not that saying it's bad, it's just negative when people say that they get scared or they try to put a cross on you. It's fucking weird. Anyway, if you're practicing, it's best that you have a schedule, because if you start going down that rabbit hole, you become overwhelmed and you will stop trying to seek that path. So that's why I encourage you guys to make a schedule and don't put too much pressure on yourself to meet, you know, put pressure on yourself to, oh man, if you miss a day, oh my God, things are going out the window. No, yes, tend to your altars, especially if you have an ancestry altar, a deity altar, tend to those. Because they aid you. However, when you're doing like certain work as far as prosperity, love, and protection, and etc., you know, pick a day out to do it. Try to do it weekly if you can. If you can tend to it every day, you are a soldier and I'm happy for you. But at least one day out of the week, tend to that altar so it can be a new, wipe down the tubes and things like that, taking care of it. And if it's clean, if your deities and ancestors like clean spots and places, it's clear enough for them to see what's going on and help and assist you. So this is one ritual that I want to leave you with. Get you a green candle or a gold candle. I usually do both. Get one of those taper candles, the small ones, like 4 inches, kind of thick. They sell them at a Metaphysics. They're called chime candles, excuse me. Tapers are a little bit bigger than that. Chime candles, very skinny. They'll burn within 2 hours. That's for people who don't have time to sit here and watch these candles all day and all night. You know, they want to quickly do a ritual. Those are the best ones to do. What I also do is that I make up me a prosperity mix with herbs. I sit them aside. I crush them up in my mortar pestle. Sit them aside for the next thing. So I get my money oil first. Before I get my money oil out, I clean my candles in the space off with Florida water, holy water, rose water, you know, some type of cleaning agent for that is consecrated. After I clean it off for any stagnant energies or any bad energies, then I take my money oil and I rub my money oil from the candle, from the top of the candle to the middle. Then I flip the candle around and then I go from the bottom of the candle to the middle. And as I'm rubbing the candle with my anointing oils, I'm thinking about how prosperous I'm going to be, how much I'm going to be able to do and help others with the blessings that is going to come to me. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about walking down the street, going into the stores, going on Amazon, whatever the hell you want to do, going, buying biggest purchases, cars, whatever. I think about that. And then this is what I do. I take the old wax, if you have any from the last work that I did from Prosperity, and I chip it off my jar or around the space that it collected, and I get to burning that excess or wax over the candle to get it kind of like sticky. You got to kind of work quick. Then I take my herbs and I pack it on there so they can stay on there, because it's really hard to anoint your candle and then put the herbs on there. You end up wasting a lot of your herbs, you know, like Little packages of herbs will go a long way if you do it the correct way. All of this shit takes time. And you have to set time out for to do it. At least an hour. And I sprinkle the herbs on the wax that is kind of not all the way dry. So I pack it on there. So when I glue the both of the chime candles together with wax, of course. It aids with the excess wax. And you kind of like heat up the candle with on the other side in between there and then stick it together. Then I will affix the candle on top of the jar or the plate or however, wherever work you want to do it. Once I do that, I decorate the plate with excess herbs. Then I do my manifestations. Then I do my prayers. As long as it takes me. I don't know how long it takes me, like 15, 20 minutes, but I'm in it, you know, just looking at it, in it, concentrating and being overabundantly saturated with the joy that I'm gonna have once I'm able to do what I gotta do. Once I do that, I hold my pyrite or lighter stone, a crystal, and then I light the candle and I watch it burn. I don't sit there for the whole day and watch it burn, or for the 2 hours and watch it burn. I watch it burn for about 15 minutes. I look at the flame and I picture myself in that flame being excited, happy. I picture the money in the flame and I just close my eyes and I take like 60 breaths. And then I close the work off for me. Now, I let it burn all the way out to the car, whatever is on there. I just let it sit, and I might come on there a little throughout the weekend, anoint, you know, my altar and talk to it and make sure that it's, because these are living things to me in my mind. It's living. Like a plant, it's living, and I try to take care of the best I can. Then I wait on the manifestations and things to work through. Now, give yourself a month, give yourself a week. If you constantly working on there, they're gonna come in. Like, your manifestation's gonna come in. It's not the way you want to. That's why you have to be very particular on how you manifest stuff. You say you want $1 million. You might not get that $1 million there, but you might get $50,000 here, there, and there, and there. It's all about how you work in it and if you're being diligent on your work. So that's one small ritual that I do. Sometimes I write sigils on my candles to give it some umph. I write a letter to myself. I mean, it's up to your imagination and your intention on how you want to work your things. But that's just a headway. See how easy that is? It only takes time to dedicate to yourself. You owe yourself time to dedicate to that, to be abundantly and wealthy, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So that is my podcast for the day. I just want to, because I'm very knowledgeable about that, and I have saw this happen for me, so that's why I wanted to spread this education or this podcast to you, that it's simple for you to manifest money into your life. Yes, we have blockages, and you have to protect yourself and meditate so you can clear some of these blockages off, because those blockages is what's blocking you from your true desire and your true goal of manifesting things that you want in this physical realm. So I'm on Facebook at Who Do You Love. I'm on Instagram. I also have a small spiritual shop. Visit my shop, guys. DumoBody.BigCartel.com. DumoBody Care. DumoBody. The word care. .BigCartel.com. Also, you can catch me for DumoBody on Instagram and Facebook. The Sedge Witch has the most platforms, so you can get in touch with me. The Sedge SAG_ the word witch like bitch on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. You name it, I'm there. So don't be afraid to inbox me. See who I am, see what I'm about, have a talk with me, discuss some things, and I'm looking forward to you doing more work and being confident in doing your ritual work. See you soon. I love you all. Peace, love, and light.